Yeah, Matt, we're sitting here today in a genetics gains trial that we established in conjunction with the CSIRO. We're looking at a number of different options going into the second rotation. There's a number of areas that we can improve in terms of growing to increase our profitability. So what we're trying to understand here is essentially looking at various species, try to understand their wood quality. So we get paid in weight, so we're trying to grow a tree which is heavier, but also have the pulp yield, which is really attracts the pulp market to our product.
That's what you need to make paper, yeah?
Exactly right. So there's three things there that we're trying to get a handle on, essentially volume, basic density, and pulp yield. And ideally, it looks like a really nice, neat tree, so we get a harvest utilisation.
Yeah, so these trees in front of us, what are they?
These trees here in particular are a hybrid of Eucalyptus pallida brasiliana. This is some seed that we got from far north Queensland. We're testing here. Over in that other plot over there, we've got a plot of Eucalyptus pallida urophila hybrids. So we are looking at the eucalypt hybrids. They're quite resilient, plastic across a range of sites, and tend to be the preferred product for our pulp markets.
These trees here are about 2 years old. How do they compare to Acacia mangiums after 2 years from what you can see here?
Yeah, we've been measuring a number of trials, not only just this trial here in particular, but we're getting gains of 20 to 30% at this age. We expect that to probably narrow over time, but there is an expectation that we could achieve, in terms of volume growth, 10 to 15% over what Acacia mangium would do on this particular site.
So in, 30, 40 years' time, is there a chance we won't have any Acacia mangiums on the Tiwis?
Oh, absolutely. I think, the way in which we're moving forward at the moment, we definitely will be using a eucalypt hybrid in the near future.